Well, hello there, and good morning, and welcome to Frida's Garden. No, wait, I'm making an audio boo, not a video. Anyway, it is 6:45 a.m., or 6:45, actually it's 6:49 by that clock, in the morning on a beautiful Tuesday. Even though it's cloudy outside, I say it's beautiful. And guess where I'm at? Can you hear that? I'm putting away my dishes. You know what? There is no end to dishes. There's no end to dishes. It seems like there's always dishes. So at least I washed them last night. Move over here. Put this in the cupboard. Seems like now that there's just one person in my house, I can't blame it on my husband anymore that there's so many dishes. It's all my dishes. How can one person have so many dishes? Anyway, I got up early this morning. I have so many projects to work on and do. Been selling things on eBay, which is good, kind of clearing things out. And as soon as I move these dishes and this dish, dish drainer out of the way, I am then going to make a delicious cup of coffee. Oh, I just thought of something. I could actually pause this. I could pause this and come back after I fix my delicious cup of coffee. Oh my gosh, that's what I'm going to do because I need coffee. I'll be back. I'm back, but I'm making my coffee still. And I was thinking, one of the things that I heard one time on an organizational, I don't know what it was, a tape or something. I heard that you should take more than one thing from here to there. And I thought, yeah, I wonder how many people walk across the room or down the hall carrying one thing, and then they go back and then they get another thing and they carry it when they could have taken many things. I don't know why I'm thinking of that. I guess it's because I'm holding the microphone in one... is that a terrible sound? Dishes. In one hand while I take one thing back and forth, putting it away, which is the silly thing to do. But I could just put the... I could put it down here. Okay, so now when I come back, I will... what kind of coffee? We'll go outside and sit in the garden a little bit. Oh, I got some coffee from the coffee bean. I love the coffee bean. I don't go there much. Most of the time what I do is I drink chock full of nuts. Chock full of nuts, which is a coffee from New York. Comes in a yellow can, sort of like a Folgers, but better. And that's the kind we have drank for 47 years. Gene... turned me on to Chock Full of Nuts. And I don't think it's anything special, but it's got a certain thing that we just learned to love. And then when the Starbucks and all the fancy coffees came along, the way I always go is that if I want to go to Starbucks, I'll just put a little whipped cream on top of my coffee, and I call it Starbucks coffee. Oh, yes, I'm at Starbucks because there's some whipped cream on top. But I really do like coffee bean the best. So here's the kind... I got, and I only usually drink the house coffee, but the guy kind of talked me into this. I went to buy some coffee to kind of have for a special treat. It's called Brazil Cerrado, Cerrado, light and subtle whole bean coffee, which they fixed for my cheap little coffee pot. Soft bodied with an earthy flavor. Oh, that's why I like it, and I didn't even read this before. And subtle with, subtle walnut notes. Well, oh my gosh. It's got walnuts and earth in it. Okay, I'll make the coffee and we'll go back outside and I'll be right back. Has my coffee finished yet? No. I was thinking I have this problem of staying focused. And, I have there's all these books out. I'm just getting the water for the coffee now. All these books out that, there was one called Staying Focused. How to Stay Focused. And sometimes I wonder if I stay focused too much. Because I'll start something and then I won't get off of it. And then that'll be the only thing I think about all day long and do. Sort of like when you're on the internet. That's the water for my coffee. I have. So we're on the internet and you can't get off a subject. Like you're looking up something. I was on this kick of looking up the GoPro camera black. The GoPro 3 black camera. And I keep thinking about it and thinking about it. And I was all focused on getting it. And then I realized, 4 hours later, that I was too focused. And then there are the times that I just, go into the room for something. Either I remember it or not. And then I start another whole focus. And then I go in another room. And then I start another whole focus. So I'm like focusing all over the place. I found this book. I could not find it. And I wasn't even looking for it. But there is a book right in the middle of, I don't know where it was actually. I found it. It was called How to Get Organized. Yeah, How to Get Organized. But I kind of lost it in the mess. So I finally found it. And now I've put it down somewhere and I can't find it again. Wow, man, I wish I was organized. Yeah, there's a lot of books like that I think are funny. They ought to have one called The Idiot's Guide to Finding Things in Your House. But I have so many books. I have so many books. You want my coffee? That's my coffee cooking. Ah, smell it? That smells so good. Hey, I have, those one-cup coffee machines that are like $200 or whatever? I have a $12 coffee, one-cup coffee maker. Nothing fancy. It's like you take a scoop, you put the coffee in the little thing in the top, and then you pour enough to make yourself one cup. And the cup goes under it. It's a KitchenAid. I think I got it at Target for $12. So I did have a friend. I never had espresso. It's like I always thought espresso would be like coffee mud, be so strong. But went over to a wonderful friend's house, who I had dinner with, and that was so much fun. Delicious steak. And afterwards, she made espresso. She says, would you like an espresso? And I go, okay. But all the time, I'm thinking, this is going to taste terrible. It's too thick. It's like mud. I can't drink my coffee like that. One scoop and one cup, actually. One cup is mostly what I have all day in the morning. Maybe another cup if I've worked too hard and I got too tired. But this espresso was delicious. It's like a vanilla latte espresso because it's got this foam stuff on top. You see, I know it's not called foam stuff, and it was good. So now all of a sudden I'm going, oh, espresso. I kind of like it now that I've had a good one. But she had this really fancy and expensive espresso machine. And so maybe next time I go to Starbucks or something, I'll try one of their espressos. I wouldn't really know what to ask for. So what do you say, espresso, cafe latte espresso? No, maybe not. That's what I usually drink, a vanilla latte, if I'm drinking hot stuff. If I'm drinking cold stuff, I get a Black Forest, which has 10 billion calories in it. And you can see that I've had one on this hip and one on that hip. No, maybe 20 on this hip and 20 on that hip. All right, I will be back in a minute. And if I can stay focused. Am I talking into the wrong side of this thing? I don't know. I'll be back. Okay, I'm back. And I don't get very far. And I realize that I just hang around the kitchen too much. Not really. I'm putting some sugar in my coffee that's still perking. And then I'm looking around my kitchen. I'm going, you know what I've been doing here? I've kind of done a good thing here. I've been going through all of my food in the pantry. And I've got a huge amount of dried beans and dried macaroni and all kinds of stuff. I wonder if dried beans has an expiration date. Let me see. Pinto beans. Is there an expiration date on here? Oh, yeah, there is. 2/14. I guess I better look for expiration dates on my beans. How can you a dried bean expire? Well, that's my... I made pinto beans. What was that soup? A really good bowl of beans yesterday from a recipe I got online. And it was so good. I put a few cut up slices of bacon. I didn't get the thick bacon. I didn't have it. And some onions and garlic. I soaked the refried beans all night. And man, they were just so good. Now, most people in the world, I guess, have beans as a staple. But if I've ever actually taken pinto beans and soaked them. I've done a lot of lima beans and lentils and peas. But I always figure I could get a can of refried beans. But this is so much better when you make it yourself. Oh, and the jalapenos. I put jalapenos in there. My International Delight vanilla, French vanilla, fat-free. Another thing, too, is I always get those sugar cubes at the store. And I'm in this money-saving moment of my life, which I guess I've always been kind of always thinking about money. So, I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, I know where I was going with the sugar. See how I got off the subject? I told you. This is my can't stay focused on one thing day. The sugar, I usually buy this thing at the store that's got sugar cubes in it. And I put like a sugar cube of sugar in my coffee. And then I found this sugar up in the cupboard there that I think it was like a bag and a half, and then I had it in another container too. We had sugar because we used to have the hummingbird feeder going out there, and so, you know, we'd do 50% sugar and 50% just water. It doesn't have to be red for hummingbird to like it, you know, it just has to be sugary. So we put 50% sugar and 50% water and hang the hummingbird feeder out there. And that was just something Gene did every day. That was his day. And we had so many hummingbirds. They're so beautiful. And I'd sit out there with him while he was doing his artwork out the front porch. And watch the hummingbirds. I guess I should start that one up again. But back to the sugar. So instead of... I ran out of sugar cubes, and all of a sudden I realized, whoa, I've got all this regular sugar here. I could just use a spoon. That's what I've been doing. Okay, I'm taking my first sip. Can you smell that? Audio boo. It should be smell-a-boo. Smell-a-boo. Mm-mm. Oh, man. All right. Taking the coffee and going outside. What was I going to say about the kitchen? Besides taking the whole day to make this bean soup, because I went by this a recipe so strictly. Oh, I know. I also made a Bahama Mama. I'm not a drinker. Drinking anything usually makes me hot and tired. And so at my age, I don't need a hot flash. But I had, at the Red Lobster restaurant, I had a delicious drink, a fruity drink called Bahama Mama. And you can look that up at the Red Lobster. And so I decided to cut corners a little bit and made another Bahama Mama from a recipe. I didn't even know what dark rum was, so I'm standing in the liquor section of the store asking people, is this Bacardi Gold dark rum? Because it's darker than the pure silver gold. I mean, pure silver rum. And everybody went by didn't know. They probably thought I was just a crazy old lady. So I ended up getting Bacardi Gold. And then it turns out, well, that's not dark rum. That oak barrel one, I guess, was. And besides that, it wasn't the coconut liqueur like you're supposed to put in there. So I went back to the store, and I got the coconut liqueur and the grenadine syrup. Finally had the stuff for the recipe. Oh, and pineapple juice and orange juice. Only this pineapple juice and orange juice was a little cheaper, and then I got home and I realized it was made from concentrate, and it does not taste good at all. But, I mean, even just drinking the pineapple juice out of the container is not all good. So that could be why the drink wasn't good, but it was not the Red Lobster recipe. It was some other recipe. So then I realized that I needed to get online and look up the Red Lobster recipe for the Bahama Mama. And I did. And it's not anything what I have here. It's supposed to use like the spike rum and two different kinds of rum. You could spend a fortune just getting the different kinds of rum. And now I don't know what to do with Bacardi Gold. Everybody says, well, have a rum and Coke, but I don't like Coke. And so I guess I'm going to look that up on the internet and see what if there's any other kind of fruity drink they make with Bacardi Gold. But I didn't even taste, and I didn't even get like a little rush or whatever that's called from drinking that rum. So I don't know. Rum, I guess, is just for the flavor. I don't want to get drunk, so that means I could drink more. That's right. I don't know if I want to make another. It's like a Slurpee, kind of like a Slurpee, all icy. So it's good on a cold day, and I made it on a cold. I mean, good on a hot day, and I made it on a cold day. But anyway, are you guys ready to go outside in the back and sit down for a while? The boys are all ready to go. Come on, Mikey. Come on, Seasmic. Let's go outside. Okay. Once I open the door and get out there, I'll be back. All right, I'm in the back. Oh, you know, there is nothing like going outside in the morning with your cup of coffee out into the garden. And I'm looking at my garden because yesterday I spent the whole day out here. And I'll tell you a few things I did, although you can get on my YouTube channel, Frida's Garden. Frida's Garden. Get out of there. .com. And I have a waist-high raised garden bed. And in this waist-high raised garden bed, I mixed some things like they told me to at the store. I shouldn't have listened to them. Like at the garden, the nursery I went to. They said, take some of this topsoil, take some of this fruity compost that's made from fruit tree stuff, and put that in your waist-high bed. And so that's what I did. And then I realized I put my plants in there, like some patio tomatoes and whatever. I put them in there, and they like stay the same size for a month. They're supposed to grow a little. And so my patio tomato size plant was the size, if I put my finger on top of the dirt, it goes right up to my wrist. Now, a patio tomato plant is not supposed to stay that small. Hear that? That was a huge concrete truck. See, I like to pretend like I'm in the... That was another one. I like to pretend I'm in my Frida's garden is in the country, but it's not. It's right next to a busy street. So it drowns out the sound of birdies. Anyway, back to this garden. So this soil in here, and I'm trying to be like organic. I'm trying to be an organic gardener. And, you know, it's not working. If you look at something you plant and it never gets bigger. So, and I try not to use fertilizers and stuff because one time I went over, and when I first started, I went over and bought a whole bunch of steer manure and mixed it all with my, in my garden. It looked so black and so wonderful, just like in the movies. And I had the most beautiful tomato plants, but not a tomato on it. No tomatoes whatsoever that year because of the extreme nitrogen that was in the soil from the steer manure, which was probably good anyway, I guess. But that was just way too much, I guess, I put in there. So then I got afraid of fertilizer putting too much, but I think that that's probably my problem. So here's what I did. I didn't really have money to replace all of the soil in my waist-high raised bed, which is 4 feet by 8 feet. And I turned an old double bunk bed over and made it myself. So now when I come out and garden, I can just garden in this little 4x8 bed, which I put a plastic fish pond liner around it, which turned out to be a great idea because it just, it's so great to plant in. So I got 2 bags of Miracle-Gro, something organic farmers and, I mean, organic gardeners do not approve of mostly because it's Miracle-Gro, the big company. But you know what? I want something to grow. So I'm doing an experiment. I have like not quite a third. So if I look at my 4x8, no, it's not a third. So I'd say it's a fourth. Yeah, it's about a fourth. A fourth of this bed, I replaced the soil and I put in Miracle-Gro. I put the cheaper one, which is the regular Miracle-Gro, huge 2.5 cubic feet of it. And then the other one was the moisture control one. So I put the regular stuff on the bottom and the moisture control on the top just so I could fool myself thinking that it has enough water so I don't overwater it too much. Oh my God, I think that's a sprinkle of water. Yes. Could it be raining in SoCal? I don't know. Anyway, so now I've just planted it. I planted some squash and some marigolds. I moved from over here to over there. And I'm going to see how much this section grows better than the section that the tomatoes were in. I mean, the plants were in. So 3/4 of it has the old stuff, which the marigolds and the strawberries grew just fine, but the peppers did not, and the tomatoes stayed small, although they have tomatoes on them, but I've never seen a tomato plant the size of my hand before, although it has a pretty good size tomato on it. And so that's what I was doing yesterday. I had some, of course this is just being a dumb gardener, I had some Swiss chard, 5-color silver beet Swiss chard. And then I realized that I had just taken it, when I bought it from the nursery, I just took it and put it in the, oh, I gotta hurry, here comes the train. I just put it in the raised bed without separating it, because it really had 1, 2, 3, 4 plants in it. I think there was 5. I think one was too small. But I transplanted it into its own just regular pot, because Swiss chard should not stay that small. The size of my hand, again. And I know I've grown Swiss chard before. It gets huge. So I put it in some pots. About, I guess they're a little more than 1 gallon. Yeah, that one's about 2 gallons there. And Let's see. I guess I'll stop talking when the train comes. Right outside my house. On the other side of my brick wall in the back is a train track, and it comes by two times a day. Wait, that can't be the train because it's not 8:30. It usually doesn't come by till 8:30. Oh, I know what that was. There is somebody that's driving around with their car. On their car, they have a horn that sounds like a train. I bet you that's what that was. Yeah, it's that person is driving around with a horn that sounds like a train. That's a god-awful sound, too. I mean, I love the sound of a real train, but somebody, imagine if everybody was driving around with the horn of a train. So anyway, here's what I'm looking at. Right now I'm looking at my lavender that I transplanted into a bigger pot that I just about killed. My Swiss chard transplanted. I threw out some marigolds around in my other raised bed that's knee-high. There's the train. It was the train. Okay. I'll go take a picture of the train. I gotta put my coffee down. I don't want to put it there. I'll put it over here. Okay, right there. And then this will be my end of my storytelling. Like anybody's going to listen to it this long. Oh my God, that's scary. Okay, I'm going to take a picture of this too. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Oh my God, see how close that is? I'm taking a picture. Bye.